We've had a couple conversations with the folks at Learning Resources. That's a family-owned company in Vernon Hills. They do learning toys, toys that you probably have in your home if you are a parent or a grandparent. And lo and behold, they have found themselves taking their issue with the tariffs to the Supreme Court. Stephen Waldenberg is a senior vice president of sales at Learning Resources. Stephen, your brother's the CEO, so this truly is a family company, right? Will you brief everyone on the history?
Yeah, sure. So my father's the CEO. I'm the fourth generation in the family, in the family business. We have roots dating back in Northern Illinois, dating back over 100 years. We make products ranging from preschool toys to supplemental curriculum for schools to pet products. Okay. We're a mission-driven company, so our mission is we bring learning to life.
So Rick is your dad then, right? I was reading he was the CEO.
Yes.
That's your dad. So this is what you've done your whole life. This is truly a family business.
Yeah, that's right. And we have about 500 employees globally. We have offices in Vernon Hills, just outside Chicago here, and then in Los Angeles, outside Buffalo, New York, and then in the UK.
And we've talked to your colleagues before, and what we understand is there's just no way you can make these type of products in the U.S. and get a price point where people will actually buy them.
No, it's just not possible. We looked into it, and there's a variety of reasons why. But ultimately, when we've looked into it, we've seen costs for comparable products that we make overseas in China or Taiwan, Korea, India, or Vietnam, you know, come back with quotes in the U.S. that are 15, 20 times higher than what we would pay if we made them overseas.
Yeah. So you were faced with the tariffs, which, you know, seemed to be on and then off and then on and then off and on pause. And you were looking at, you know, the price of your product. What would it have doubled or tripled or?
Yeah. So at the peak, you know, shortly in the days following Liberation Day, when tariffs on Chinese goods peaked at 145%, it effectively was an embargo on Chinese goods. And so it was very challenging to figure out how we were going to navigate in that environment. We've had a feverish effort to resource our supply chain since then. Going into the beginning of the year, we made about 60% of our goods in China. And over the last couple of months, we've really had to reorient our entire supply chain. We've began to resource products into other markets such as Vietnam and India.
And that in itself, just doing that is costly, and you lose a lot of time. So you took the case to the Supreme Court, and did they hear it yesterday?
Not yet. So yesterday we filed a petition for cert before judgment. In other words, just asking the Supreme Court to hear our case early. We expect to hear back in the coming weeks.
Could you have ever imagined, as your dad, as this business that's been in business for 100 years, ever had a case before the Supreme Court?
No, we have not. We didn't seek this out, but we'll see what happens.
And you're just trying to save your business, basically, right?
Yeah, you know, we're navigating the marketplace much like any other tens of thousands of other companies, if not more, in the U.S. are as well. So, you know, it's caused a lot of disruption and dislocation and chaos. Just a lot of uncertainty has risen as a result of the tariffs.
What do you hope the Supreme Court sees and recognizes in the issue you're facing? What do you want the outcome to be?
Yeah, well, you know, we think this is a genuine emergency. So the U.S. government estimates that over the coming 12 months, they will bring in about $600 billion in tariff revenue, which is just another form of a tax. And so if they can hear the case early by 2 or 3 months, it could save $100 to $150 billion for U.S. companies and ultimately the consumers, because businesses like us simply cannot absorb these costs. They must be passed along ultimately to the end consumer.
And have other companies been, you know, in the background cheering you on and saying, yes, we will also benefit if you're successful?
Yeah, sure. I think there's a lot of support for what we're trying to achieve here. And many companies are going through the same thing. Nobody ever thought they'd be in this predicament. And so you know, to a certain extent, we're all in it together.
And this is a big season for you right now, because every time we have you guys on, we hear from teachers and educators who rely on your products, from parents, and I would imagine, I don't know the buying cycle, but they'll be stocking up classrooms here pretty soon.
Yeah, no question. Back to school season's just around the corner, and buying for holiday season for Q4 and Christmas is happening right now too. So we need to make decisions on what inventory we'll bring in for the holidays right about now. So the tariffs present the challenge in deciding what we're going to do there.
When your legal team, you know, gives you the results of, you know, what the Supreme Court says that they'll, you know, move it along, it might be expedited. What does that mean? Does that mean weeks or months or 6 months?
We don't really know. We've asked the Supreme Court to hear it early, which would be, you know, the earliest session kicks off again in October. So,
yeah, so you're already past the season.
But yeah, it's ultimately in their hands.
Right. And what's the concern as a family if this isn't successful and if those tariffs are held in place? Do you lay people off? Do you stop? I mean, what do you do to save your company?
No, that's the last thing we want to do. So we're being proactive here. We're not standing still. We have a team of people that are over in India right now working to actively resource our supply chain. We're looking at other markets too, like Vietnam. And so we're staying active here, and we have strategies in place to keep the business flowing.
And how have sales been now that you were able to get some product? Have they still been staying strong?
Well, I think the thing that's maybe not that well understood by the general public is that the impact of tariffs on the consumer is just only beginning.
Right.
Because as companies like us land product in the U.S., with whatever tariff rate they landed it at, whether it was 145%, 10% or 20% or what it is today at 30 from China, those costs are then passed along afterward. And so it's really, I think, beginning to happen. The consumer will begin to see it over the summer and into the fall.
Thank you so much for joining us. Keep us up to date on how this goes. I guess we'll be waiting until October.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's Stephen Woldenberg, Senior Vice President of Sales at Learning Resources. That's a family company in Vernon Hills.